Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the sixth lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this lesson, we'll be learning about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's upbringing in the city of Mecca. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised as an orphan, as you all know in our previous lessons, in the care of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. After his grandfather's death, he was raised by his uncle Abu Talib. Allah the Exalted purified the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the filth of pre-Islamic ignorance and from every defect. He favored him with noble character, such that he was known amongst his people as trustworthy, and they bore witness to his trustworthiness, morality, truthful speech, and piety. The upbringing of the Prophet ﷺ was pure, free from ideological and physical defects. Rather, in his essence, he was pure from these defects. As for the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah number 93, verse number 7, "And he found you unaware and guided you," this verse and similar verses mean that he did not know how to worship his Lord, as our Lord says in Surah number 42, verse number 52, "You did not know what the book or faith is." He did not know the Quran, the branches of faith, zakah, fasting, or hajj. The worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he became a prophet was to isolate himself and to ponder for long nights. His natural disposition, his natural character and fitrah was sound. How could this not be the case when Allah had Jibreel open his heart, his chest? Anas ibn Malik reported in a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim that Jibreel came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was playing with his playmates. Jibreel took hold of him, laid him prostrate on the ground, tore open his chest, took out his heart, and extracted a blood clot from it. Then he said, "That was the part of the shaitan in you." Then he washed it with Zamzam water in a golden basin. Then he placed the heart back together and restored it to its place. The boys who were playing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came running to his mother, his nursemaid, Halima, and said, "Indeed, Muhammad has been murdered." They all rushed towards him and found his color had changed. Anas radiallahu anhu said, "I myself saw the marks of a needle on his chest." Allah the Exalted purified our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the beliefs, the manners, and the customs of pre-Islamic days of ignorance, including their manners of eating, drinking, and clothing. He did not attend their clubs, and he did not eat from their meat sacrificed on their pagan altars. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had participated in anything from the affairs of pre-Islamic ignorance in the days of Jahiliyyah, they would have used it as a reason to reject his da'wah. They would have said, you used to worship and sacrifice to Allat, Al-Uzza, and Manat with us. Or they would have said, you used to drink intoxicants, alcohol, and sing with us. But Allah protected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all the affairs of pre-Islamic days of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well known for his reliable and trustworthy due to his truthfulness and him fulfilling his commitments. This was to the extent that the disbelievers of Mecca trusted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their wealth, even though there were religious hatred between them, because they knew it was not possible for him to betray his trust. For this reason, when the revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he went to Khadija, his wife, after 15 years of marriage, she knew he was speaking the truth. She said, "No, by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. You uphold the ties of kinship. You speak truthfully. You help the poor and the destitute. You serve your guests generously, and you assist those stricken with calamity." Sahih Bukhari. With these noble characteristics, it would never be possible for the shaitan to descend upon him. This is the conclusion of the sixth lesson. Please join us for lesson number 7, in which we'll discuss his travel to Ash-Sham, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.